So we know that modern humans had spread as far as Australia, probably around 40,000 years ago. We do not know when they spread into China, but it must have been at about the same time. But what about northern latitudes? What about the settlement of the more northerly parts of the old world? This started after 45,000 years ago, after that, as it were, aha moment, when modern cognitive abilities seem to have reached their full potential. And at a moment when Homo sapiens sapiens had developed the technology to survive extreme cold and long sub-zero winters. What technology do you need? Obviously, you need fire. The Neanderthals had it. But the issue with extreme cold is being able to function outside in sub-zero temperatures for long periods of time. Why? Because you still have to hunt in the winter. You have to be able to fish through ice and carry out all sorts of activities, even if you are not moving around a great deal. You need a technology that enables you to make tailored clothing, layers of clothing, sewing together different skins and pelts to make waterproof, windproof clothing, which you take off in layers as the temperature changes, because as you know, in Arctic areas, temperatures can change dramatically. And somehow, humans did this, because the technology that enabled them to do it was the needle. Quite how this happened, we'll look at in the next lecture. But Homo sapiens sapiens replaced Neanderthals in Central and Western Europe between about 45 and 35,000 years ago, maybe a little later than that. This is a development that we're going to describe in the next lecture in some detail, because we know a great deal more about these people than we do about Southeast Asia. Small bands of hunter-gatherers had moved onto the Great Plains of Eurasia by 35,000 years ago. That's the area north of the Black Sea. Again, these were modern humans. We describe their culture in Lecture 10. But the first human settlement of northeast Siberia took place much later. That's the area north and east of China. Didn't take hold till about 18,000 years ago. Maybe a little before that, we don't really know. Again, it's a very difficult area to work in. And then this radiation of modern humans culminated with the first settlement of the Americas, of Alaska, North America, Central and South America, at the end of the Ice Age, perhaps 15,000 years ago, a little before or a little after. By 13,000 years ago, after the Ice Age, modern humans were living on every continent except the offshore islands of the Pacific and Arctic and Antarctica. The great diaspora of modern human ceased its ebbs and flows at the end of the Ice Age, when global warming changed human history fundamentally. And again, I would stress that these radiations and movements were not people saying, I am going to Europe this afternoon, as you would do today, as you jump on a plane and surrounded by plastics and soft music for 8 hours, but by natural ebb and flow of hunter-gatherer life, people splitting off from each other, following game, following plant foods. And this process, done by small numbers of people, eventually ensured that modern humans spread to every corner of the old world. In this lecture, we've described how the Sahara Desert played a major role in the migration of modern humans out of Africa. In Southwest Asia, modern humans and Neanderthals lived alongside one another for some 50,000 years. Then we followed modern humans into Southeast Asia and Australia, before briefly summarizing settlement in northern regions. This is a topic which deserves more extended coverage, and we will begin this coverage in Lecture 9.